Good morning. I'm Avnish Tripathi. I'm a doctoral candidate. That's one information I wanted to share with you in University of South Carolina in Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics. And no, I'm not nervous at all. So we'll go from there. So today I'm really glad to share a very interesting survey-based study that we did in southern U.S. I'll go with the details, but let's do the title first. So it's Delivering Laboratory Results by Text Message and Email, a survey of factors associated with conceptual acceptability among STD clinic attendees in southern U.S. Conceptual acceptability is an important term because this is a hypothetical scenario that we gave of how you will accept receiving your test results by email or text message. So first we'll do the background. Now, cell phones and internet are becoming indispensable means of obtaining information and communication in U.S. In 2010, an estimated 83% of U.S. adults had a cell phone, and a majority, 72%, reported regular use of text messaging. And in 2009, the U.S. Census Bureau survey, which was the largest of its kind, 77% of American households had internet access, which is up from 62% in 2007, and 55% in 2003 and 18% in 1997. So there is an exponential growth of these information technology means. Now, the question is, why electronic delivery of lab results to STD clinic attendees? Substantial resources in STD clinics are directed towards reporting screening lab results, which in majority of the cases are negative anyway. So an automated system of delivery of these screening lab results by text message or email may help to reduce the cost and also at the same time ensure the rapid and complete test result reporting. And this consequently will reduce the time of treatment and onward transmission as well. So our objectives were to explore the access and use patterns of cell phone and internet among individuals visiting STD clinics in southern U.S., and this will give us the feasibility part of our project of, you know, how much is the use. Can we actually use this technology to send out? And then, of course, to examine personal preferences, sociodemographic factors associated with acceptability of receiving screening STD lab results by text message and or email. So a little bit about the survey. We conducted an anonymous pre-piloted survey of attendees at 33 STD clinics across South Carolina. So this was statewide for South Carolina almost, and a large urban STD clinic in Jackson, Mississippi in 2009-2010. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control and University of Mississippi Medical Center Institution Review Board approved the study respectively. The survey was self-administered and participants were not given any financial incentive and it was voluntary. Participants were instructed to approach designated clinic personnel if they had any questions or required assistance in filling out the forms. A little bit about what kind of items we had on the survey. The survey included questions about sociodemographic characteristics, access to and use pattern of cell phones, text messaging, internet, and email. And one of the important questions was about participants' preference for a regular communication with clinic, such as appointment scheduling, reminder notification, with choices including cell phones, landlines, emails, text message, and regular mail. Now, this preference was how do you want clinic to call you if we want to remind you about appointment. This was not the preference for your text message or email for receiving your lab results. And then finally, we asked, after all these things, is like, will you be willing to receive your STD lab results, positive or negative, by text message or email? We'll go quickly over the statistical methods. So first of all, we looked at the data. Preliminary descriptive analysis were performed. And it came out that the final data set, which is very typical of any survey kind of study, had missing values ranging between 3 to 7%, mostly for questions which were pertaining to access and use pattern of internet. So we use multiple imputation methodology, which is most probably the best methodology for replacing the missing data, to impute this missing data, and this will mitigate the bias because of non-response. And then we did a bivariate analysis to assess the factors associated with participants' acceptability of receiving lab results by text message and email separately depending on the type of variable we are looking, by chi-square test for categorical variable or Mann-Whitney test for continuous variables. Continuing on the statistical methods, so then finally after all this, we made two separate multivariable logistic regression models to see the interplay of all the factors together, and these were built for text message and email separately. Predictor variable in each model included sociodemographic characteristics, access to and use pattern of internet, frequency of text messaging, and participants' preference as far as means of regular communication with the clinic. We regarded a p-value of 0.05 to be statistically significant, so that was unique. Nobody else does that. And all statistical analysis was done in SAS 9.2. So let's do the descriptive results that we got. The survey was completed by 2,790 individuals, which is so far we know is the largest survey of this kind. And 63% individuals were in South Carolina and 38% were in Mississippi. Median age of our respondents was 26 years, fairly young. Interquartile range was 21-32. And 59% were females, and majority, that is 82%, were high school or higher education. 70% had access to internet at home, and majority, 74%, regularly accessed internet for work, school, online shopping. And 80% reported text messaging daily. So that gives us the feasibility part of our population. Now, what was more preferred, text message or email? So first we'll talk about the preference that they gave for regular communication. So most of the clinic attendees reported cell phone calls, that is almost 70%, as preferred means of regular communication as compared to that of text messaging, email, or regular mail. In fact, text messaging and email was only 8%. So, and then the descriptive analysis also showed that majority, that is 63%, showed acceptability of receiving lab results electronically, and that means either by text message or by email or by both, inclusive of all these categories. And higher proportion of respondents agreed to receiving lab results, positive or negative, by text message when compared to email. And that was 50% versus 42%, and this was a statistically significant difference. And now the multivariable model, which helps us to look into variables together, and also accommodate their interplay with each other. So the factors that were associated with higher acceptability of receiving the test results by text messages was younger as compared to that of older age, daily versus not daily or none use of text messaging, and also among those who had preferred means of contact by the clinic, regular contact, as cell phone versus cell phone along with text messages and email as compared to that of landline on regular mail, which was expected. And the factors that were associated with lower acceptability of receiving test results by text message was female versus male gender. So females were less acceptable of receiving the test results. And interestingly, those who had higher level college education were less likely to accept the fact that they want to receive test results by text message. We'll see later on that in descriptive analysis, what it showed was univariate analysis, that those with higher education actually preferred email more than text messages, and those with lower education preferred text message. So now the multivariable model for emails. And here we see that factors that were associated with higher acceptability was, again, younger age versus older age. Those who suggested that they had internet access at home or on their smartphones versus those who said that they access internet but elsewhere, not in their personal. And those who reported daily use of internet as compared to limited access. And those who preferred email as their contact as compared to that of regular mail. And factors that were associated with lower acceptability of receiving lab results by email was females as compared to that of males. So of all this, what is the take-home message? The take-home message is that majority of STD clinic attendees in the study population that we had use cell phones and text messaging and have regular access to internet. So there is feasibility of this kind of use of information technology. More than half of the respondents were willing to receive lab results by text message and or email, compared to conventional methods. And of those who were willing, a majority preferred text messages as compared to that of emails. In general, males and those of younger age showed higher acceptability. And personal preference was a significant predictor of the willingness to receive lab results electronically. And this personal preference, again, is the personal preference that at the point of first contact, how would you like the clinic to contact you? Limitations and strengths. There's possibility of respondent bias because we did not examine the characteristics of individuals who said no, they don't want to participate in the survey. Survey was only provided in English, which excluded individuals who spoke Spanish, and we did not inquire about ethnicity and race. Investigation pertains to southern U.S., and therefore results may not be generalizable. Unlike previous studies, which were mostly based on data from urban STD clinics and had a smaller study cohorts, our data included a large group of STD clinic attendees, and this was the strength. So, in conclusion, this study shows conceptual acceptability of receiving STD results by text message or email. The acceptability of receiving STD lab results electronically may facilitate the result delivery to patients and also improve the treatment rates, reporting rates. This particular use is a long way to go. There is still a scarcity of literature out there on this. Many issues like HIPAA, confidentiality, use of information technology, software, these are just questions. So we think that future research is needed in different populations and geographical areas to better understand the practical aspects and cost effectiveness of electronic dissemination of STD screening results compared to that of traditional methods. So these are references if you would like to refer to. And I would like to acknowledge thanks to my mentors, my research team, Dr. Wayne Duffus, Dr. Kissinger, Timothy Brown, Dr. Gibson, and Dr. Mina. Thank you so much.
Hello, thank you. I'm Robin Hennessy from New York City, and we're thinking about doing things like this. But I was wondering if you had asked the folks who were not accepting of email or text message, like what were their main reasons for not being interested? Were they worried about confidentiality or
That's a very, very good question, yeah. We did not inquire about that. As far as factors are concerned, when we do the multivariable analysis, factors like gender and their preference, that kind of played out. But what are specific reasons? Why are they saying no? Apart from that, there are many confounding factors, and that's something that, this needs to be pursued.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Christina Rodriguez. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay, great. I'm a CDC fellow stationed at the Florida Department of Health in the Bureau of STD, and we're actually now delivering STD test results through text message, through coded text messages for gonorrhea and chlamydia, both positive and negative.
That's great.
And for syphilis is negative. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you just lumped all STDs together when you asked if it would be acceptable for them to receive the lab results, and also if you explored any issues of confidentiality, because some people might not find the text message acceptable if you think they're actually going to get their lab results saying you are positive for gonorrhea as opposed to maybe a code.
Right. So this was done separately for positive and negative results. So that was one part. I mean, that doesn't answer your question exactly, but what I wanted to show was, but during analysis, we lumped together both positive and negative results together. Because what we saw was that they don't... respondents kind of gave an idea of the that doesn't really matter to them if they want to receive only negative or positive. That doesn't make a difference in any of their responses. As far as STDs are concerned, yeah, we included all STDs together, but not HIV. This was only STDs, so syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, things like that. And that was given in the front page when the introduction to the survey was done. Okay. So that was provided, yeah. They were all lumped together.
Okay. And you didn't look into the issue of like coded text messages versus
no
text
confidentiality.
Messages?
No, we did not. That's the next step, definitely.
Okay, thank
you. To look
you.
Into what issues, apart from.
And we only have time for one more question. Better make it good then. I'm Jessica Ladd.
I have a question to ask.
I'm a PhD student in epidemiology at Hopkins. Right. And first, really awesome methodology. Second, I wanted to ask about how you thought conceptual acceptability would change if cell phone calls hadn't been an option, so in sort of more resource-constrained situations or where you can only call certain hours of the day during work hours, how do you think that might alter acceptability of the other
methods? That's an excellent, excellent question, yeah. So that kind of muddied the water a little bit, the cell phone calls, because you know, there was confusion in the survey about cell phone calls and text message. We have to acknowledge that. And that's in the full paper that's going to be published, that is acknowledged one of the limitations. I think there is a need to do a survey which only has option of text message and specifically stresses on that rather than cell phone calls. Because cell phone calls, you know, like, yeah. So definitely that's something that that is the issue. But, you know, I mean, because it was such a large population, I mean, like more than 2,000 a survey in different geographical positions, especially 33 clinics in South Carolina. So what I think is that these responses were kind of mitigated over, like, I mean, there was no misclassification in that sense. So it did specifically ask about text message when it was asking the willingness, not the cell phone calls. The cell phone calls were only a confounder for their preference mm-hmm. of what they want, right. How the clinic should contact them. Mm-hmm. So that was, so yeah, we're still getting a message, but yeah, it's not very, very sharp, I should say. All right, thank you.